Farmers and other landowners worry a state Senate bill will allow a company to store its carbon emissions under their land without consent or fair compensation. Indiana Public Broadcasting's Rebecca Thiel reports it's one of several bills lawmakers have introduced to move forward a state pilot program for carbon sequestration, nearly 4 years after it was approved.
The bill aims to make the project more competitive for federal grants by clarifying how Wabash Valley Resources and Terre Haute will get property rights. It says landowners must get paid at least $250 per acre, but if they can't reach a deal, landowners would have to sue to get more money. They also couldn't get above fair market value, but the bill doesn't define that. Under state law, other businesses that want to store their carbon emissions have to get consent from people who own at least 70% of the land. Jeff Cummins with the Indiana Farm Bureau says this bill allows Wabash Valley to skirt the rules.
You have to sue to get paid, but they can still inject under your property.
Environmental groups are concerned CO2 leaks could pollute drinking water sources, suffocate residents and animals, or cause earthquakes. Since the pilot was approved, Wabash Valley Resources has sought legislation to protect the project from lawsuits by landowners. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Rebecca Thiel.
The bill passed committee and now heads to the full Senate for consideration. Wabash Valley Resources isn't operating yet, and it's not clear what the company would do. It said it would make hydrogen gas and fertilizer in the past.